This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Feast Down East is a Wilmington nonprofit organization with the mission to create a healthy, accessible local food system that supports economic growth in southeastern North Carolina. Its signature yearly event is the Local Food Conference, which is upon us. It's tomorrow at UNCW's Birney Center. Feast Down East's Associate Director, Sarah Daniels, explains the work the organization does all year round.
So we're working in lots of different aspects of the local food system. We're helping to support farmers in our area, fishermen, gardeners, anybody who's producing local food. We even operate a food hub. It's located in Burgaw, and we're bringing farm product into the Wilmington area to sell to wholesale buyers in the area, restaurants, grocers, and such. And then we also have some programs that are about getting more local food access for consumers. So whether that's educating people, letting them know why it's important to buy local, telling them where they can find local food, but also addressing some of the people in our community who don't have the same kind of access, some barriers like transportation, or they live too far from, you know, a farmer's market or a co-op or something, or maybe they have financial limitations. So we have programs that help get fresh local produce into some of our financially or otherwise discouraged communities.
Encouraging healthy food habits with adults and children through pop-up markets and cooking classes is one way the organization increases produce accessibility in local food deserts.
Recently, I was at one where a little boy walked in and he saw we were making taco salad, and not taco with nacho cheese and tortilla chips. It was lettuce and cilantro and fresh tomato and fresh avocado. And he walked in, he walked down the table of ingredients and said, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. Ooh, I like corn. I don't like that. I don't like that. He liked one ingredient. And he was actually asked to play sous chef. So he got to come up and chop the tomato and pick the cilantro and toss the lettuce. And he went back for thirds. And he said, this is the best thing I have ever eaten. He ate about 12 ingredients that he claimed when he walked in the room he would never eat. And he went back for multiple times. And it was amazing to see a child's outlook on food just blossom in a moment because he was invited into the process. He was empowered to make his own choice about what to put on his taco salad, and he was given the opportunity to try something new without prejudging it.
The 7th annual Local Food Conference is tomorrow with food, workshops, and cooking demonstrations. Sarah is particularly excited about the keynote speaker.
A theme throughout the conference is going to be local food policy councils, and our keynote speaker is Dr. Nancy Kramer from NC State University, and her keynote address is going to be on the role of food councils in shaping communities. And we're actually announcing at this conference the formation of the Cape Fear Food Council, which is a new entity that's formed over the last 6 months in the New Hanover area, and we have a regional focus on our food system, so we'll be partnering across county lines as well. But we're working on bringing together people from all different facets of the local food system and bringing them together to create a common message and some policy recommendations for our elected officials.
That was Sarah Daniels, Associate Director of Feast Down East. There are limited tickets available for the 7th Annual Local Food Conference running tomorrow from 8 a.m. till 3:30 at UNCW's Birney Center. Find details about the conference and about the organization at whqr.org.